Samuel Mawor-Majak, chairperson of the Specialized Committee on Health at the Lake State Legislative Assembly, says his team carried out a 3-week assessment in private clinics and pharmacies and found drugs meant for Rumbek State Hospital on display for sale.
People who are in the market are selling government medicine, and people are crying. The communities are always crying. People went to the hospital, they get only paper with no tablet. And now, the government medicine are in the market. People have to tell the truth. So we don't want such a thing. And these people need to be apprehended in the court of law. For example, we have an Artemisia injection. The owner is the nurse. You cannot go and ask again. Why do we already get the evidence? The one who sell it is the one who works in the hospital.
He says some owners of the private health facilities are also employees of the Rumbek State Hospital. Majak is calling on the state and national ministries of health to apprehend and prosecute, ensure health workers who are involved in misuse of medicine intended for Rumbek Hospital.
These people who already been deployed and they are using government medicine as their private for business, they must be expelled from their assignment. I would like to ask the leadership in the state to take serious measures, because this is a part of insecurity. If the medicine are brought to the hospital and then they are being taken by individuals to the market, that is a crime.
Patients at Rumbek State Hospital have complained about the lack of drugs as well as other government health facilities across the country. The director of Rumbek State Hospital, Dr. Teran Madit Teran, says state hospital ran out of medicines after a consortium known as Health Fulpan pulled out of the area last year.
I don't have any information about that. The health system has been supported or run by Health Fulpan, which has just recently pulled out. And they are the one which are bringing these medications. Since November last year, the HPF is no longer there. So we have been facing a lot of challenges regarding all limitation and shortage of medications and so forth. So for me, issues to do like that, they found some medications in the market and that belong to the Minister of Health. For me, I can say this is wrong information, because I know what we have in the hospital.
Dr. Teran says owners of the private pharmacies and clinics in Lagos State could have brought supplies of medicine from Juba. The undersecretary in the National Health Ministry, Dr. Nip Majur, told South Sudan in Focus that she has heard about the availability of government-supplied medicine on sale at private clinics and pharmacies in Lagos State. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.